From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Are you Silver? Hooray!
Do you remember?
Down to the wire, Detroit baby. Here we go. 4 years of memories in 4 hours. Hello, the Ringster, from yours truly, Joel Sebastian on WXYZ for a...
Wouldn't it be nice if life was as pretty as this song? Three Dog Night out in the country from Keener and Scott Regan. It's 9:26.
2 minutes after 8 o'clock, WXYZ, the Lee Allen Show. We're talking with guys and gals. You know the number, 962-2322 or 23. Right? Is that right? All right, play that down.
Hi again, this is Dave Schaefer, Jack the Bellboy, and Everlovin' WJBK, and it's 5 minutes after 7, and we're underway for this.
Very well, on WKNR. Hey, if I can't later today, I've got to play The One Who Really Loves You from 61, another great one. You know, it's amazing what Berry Gordy's done in just a handful of years with Motown Records. Keeter Gold on the green scene.
Keeter Vibration.
We're going to have a thing by Mr. Question Mark and the Mysterians coming up next here on the Don Z Show.
CK 2020 News is go for 60 seconds.
60 in Detroit, and this, of course, is the Robert E. Lee Show.
A wonderful, a wonderful.
Nice to have you on a Sunday with solid gold.
WXYZ.
24 before 6, WXYZ presenting Jim Hampton right here. Well, there is nobody else around, so I thought I'd stop by.
4:08 o'clock at CKLW, and this is Tom Shannon. We are reminiscing from the 60s with some of the music that I guess made it great.
Are you ready? Listen to Shannon.
We will be about 10 feet from them as they come out.
There's John Lennon.
There they are. There are the Beatles.
Some of that good loving by those young rascals right here on Giant CK. Welcome to the biggest fool of them all, Bud Davies. More than happy to be with you every day, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. Hooray!
My name is Jim Hampton. I had the great fortune of working as a DJ in Detroit during the mid to late 60s on WXYZ and WJBK. For me, my desire to be a radio DJ started in Farmington, Michigan, in my bedroom when I was in my teens. Oh yeah, I had a portable phonograph, and unlike any other kid I knew, I had a Webcore tape recorder with a microphone. Wow, was I hot stuff in my bedroom. After school, I'd come home, I'd throw my homework in the corner, and I'd go right to my DJ setup and start recording. And of course, I would spend hours listening to my favorite DJs on stations like WKMH, CKLW, and WXYZ. KMH and Wixie, I think, were my favorites. And I would compare my sound with their sound. Well, no comparison. I would listen to Robin Seymour and Lee Allen, Mickey Shore. By the way, that's his theme song in the background. Oh, and then there was this crazy guy who would yell into a trash can, Dave Prince. He called himself Sangu. Well, on behalf of all of the DJs who put their heart into making a fun radio show every day of every week, and every performer who began, like all of us, with dreams of becoming something extraordinary, even if just for a moment, and to every listener, every one of you who gave your time and your loyalty to these entertainers, I salute you. And that is what this program is about. It's Radio Recall, recalling the music, the memories, and the DJs that we still think about as much as 50 years later. Tonight we're going to flash back with the actual air checks of many of these guys, plus you'll hear many great hits and some rare music from the past that's not played on radio today. We'll have some surprise guests, play some games, do some dedications, but most of all, just relive the magic. So, let the memories begin.
We've got music, memories, DJs, on Radio Recall, the Jim Hampton Show. Come out of here on the floor, honey, let's rock some more, yeah. Now when you get out here, don't you have no fear, put
your hands on your hips and let your backbone flip and work out. This dance with a shout, so work out. Now when I tell you to shout, I want you to jump at it. Yeah, baby, let's shout.
Shout, baby, shout.
Honey, let's shout.
Shout, baby, shout.
Ah, baby, let's shout.
Shout, baby, shout.
Yeah, shout and turn it out, baby.
Shout, baby.
I could just hear Frantic Ernie Durham doing a little bit of... All right. Yeah, Mama. Come on. Well, it is our fourth night in Detroit on Radio Recall. My name is Jim Hampton. I'm so happy you're here with us. We've had some incredible nights, and not only weather-wise, but tremendous guests, great music, wonderful memories. And a lot of people calling us at 248-557-1460. And I want to introduce some of the folks that are here in the room with me. We have my good buddy Michael Collins, who's here.
I remember you when you were that high.
Really?
I do.
I remember me when I was this wide. And also we have George Griggs here. We have Scott McKinnon from DetroitRadioFlashbacks.com. So say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, they're very outgoing. You can tell. They just want to, like, punch out there and take over. And Greg Innes is here, a radio guy. And we've not given him a microphone because I know where my competition is.
That's it.
He's the guy who's going to be taking over. So anyway, it's going to be a great show tonight. We're going to be featuring Tom Clay coming up. But also we're doing something a little different than we've done the last three nights. We've sort of divided these 3 hours into three different themes. This hour is going to be live from Motown. Basically all the great Detroit acts that we could pull together in 1 hour. Not just Motown acts, but Bob Seger, some Mitch Ryder, some of the ones that who were from Detroit. In the second hour, we're doing Pop Tops. And that means that we're going to take some of the songs that were popular during the beginning of rock, and there was sort of like a confusing period there where some songs were, like the standards, like Peggy Lee and Bobby Darin, even, where they were doing sort of big band things, and yet on the other side, the rock and roll artists were doing their version of songs. So we'll be playing those, and then later on, love tracks. So it's all going to be here on Radio Recall. Right now, we'll say hi to Steve Schramm. He's a radio nut, and also he's with Detroit with public radio.
He's WUOM up in Ann Arbor. He's the big man there.
Oh, yeah. he's the big guy.
Yeah.
Oh, let me organize my show.
That's
now,
right. Get it together here.
Okay. Well, he sent me these wonderful jingles that WXYZ had, and I want to play them. They're high school jingles. One is for Catholic Central, Shamrocks. The other is the Cherry Hill Spartans. So here it goes. Ready? See if you remember any of these in your past as you were going to school.
Royal blue and white, Shamrocks really fight, cause WXYZ really digs Catholic Central, Shamrocks, they swing.
Lake Central High School. Cherry Hill High, in blue and gold, are on the march. They're really bold. The perfect combination, the Spartans' favorite station, WXYZ. Cherry Hill.
All right. So if your school is was missed, I apologize. We aren't going to have time to play, you know, 80 schools tonight here on the show. But there were that many jingles, I'm sure. You're listening to Live from Motown on Radio Recall. Jim Hampton with Marvin Gaye.
Honey, you do me wrong, but still I'm crazy about you. Stay away too long, and I can't do without you. Every chance you get, you seem to hurt me more and more. But each hurt makes my love stronger than before. I know flowers grow from rain, but how can love go from pain? Are designed to make me blue. It's a doggone shame. My love for you makes all your lies seem true. If the truth makes love last longer, why do lies make my love stronger?
So strange sometimes. I'm gay and ain't that peculiar. This is Jim Hampton right here at Radio Recall. And tonight, in fact, in just a second, we're going to be introducing Dave Prince. We played him yesterday, I think it was, with an excerpt from his early career at WKMH. He went from WKMH to WXYZ. And I don't think anybody has this particular hair check. It's really special. Dave used to fill in for the other disc jockeys at the station. He was a weekend guy. And he would fill in for Don Z. And when Don would go away, Dave would play. And in fact, I was working in Flint, and I used to be a record spinner at WXYZ before I was a disc jockey there. I used to play all the records. And another guy by the name of John Dew was a spinner there as well. And wherever we were in the state of Michigan, we would drive to Broadcast House just to play all night on the radio with Dave Prince. And this is how it sounded.
Way in the know, when you're on the go with WXYZ, Sports Scoreboard.
It's sports time. Dave Prince reporting for Don Z. It's 1:30. This is WXYZ in Detroit. Penn State has won the Motor City Basketball Tournament Saturday night by whipping the University of Detroit 88-83. The sound that you're hearing is the actual sound of a basketball. going dribbly, dribbly, dribbly up and down the court like that. The Ford Motor Company will carry American colors to Le Mans and other places on the famed European road racing circuit next year in a sleek 200-mile-an-hour Gran Turismo racing car. Ford says the Gran Turismo is powered by the company's Indianapolis racing engine. Wally Bergamo has been named resident pro at the Detroit Golf Club.
See, I was wondering if I might come in for a minute.
Well, just a second. Let me finish the story. Bergamo says he's going to... What do you want?
Yeah, I got a message for you.
All right, go ahead.
Big Ma Standish.
Who?
From Big Ma Standish.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what's the message?
You know that big feller.
Yeah, well, I never heard of him, man, but what's his... What?
You can pick him out in a crowd anywhere.
And what's the message?
He's figuring... See,
we're right in the middle of our sports.
You being such a good friend of his'n, and
yes,
him
but,
being such a good
maybe,
friend of
you know,
yours.
So far, you know, that friendship goes here. We're trying to do our sports cast, and you coming in here like that, interrupting, and you didn't even bring any pizza with you, did you, right?
Well, he's figuring you might want to go out with them or something, you know?
Bergamo says he's going to begin his new duties in April. He won the 1953 PGA Tournament. Western Michigan University is doing some postseason...
And,
never mind there.
Well,
the Broncos are looking for a new football coach. Well, the Broncos wound up with a 2-7 record, and they were plenty unhappy about it. And Hamtramck's young tennis whiz, 14-year-old Peaches Bartkowicz, won the Orange Bowl Junior Invitation. Is that the sound of a car? No?
Holy Toledo, what's all these turkeys doing in the house?
I don't know, I give up. Forget that.
Stay in the know.
That's the sports.
When you're on the go with WXYZ, sports scoreboard.
Such a nice place, you'd think you'd have the birds outside.
You know, every Southern Belle is a Mississippi queen. Down the Mississippi, down in the water.
You want to shoo them out?
My friends all listen to WXYZ.
Boy, it sure is nice and clean in here. How you get such a high polish on a dirt floor?
Fellas, now listen, now you're doing it again. Now I'm going to count to three again, and you stop it, all right? We tried to give you another chance. You keep playing the same little thing over and going, bah, 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 bah. That's ridiculous. That and the birds is enough to set anybody free. All right, one, two, three. Retirement for you may be far off, or it may be just around the corner. But right now is the right time to provide for a more secure future by investing in United States savings bonds. They help to keep freedom in your future, too.
You're swinging on his
and her
radio. WXYZ
1270. Stay out of here. Keep out of here. Out of here. Here's Dionne Warwick to sing. Anyone who had a heart. Keep out of here. I don't care about that message.
It truly is one of the greatest air checks I have ever heard. That's Dave Prince, 1962, on the air for Don Z, who I think never spoke to him again. And and all those antics were being done from four different studios. I was in one studio, John Dew was in another, Dick Kernan was in another, Dave Prince was in his studio, and all of those things. There was one time where we played, I believe, 16 copies of Quicksand all at the same time. So, anyway, radio sure has changed, I would say. Welcome to Radio Recall. We're going to try to tweak your mind a little bit from time to time about some of the great people who are on the air. We'll be talking to a few as well. And you can call me if you'd like at 248-557-1460. You're listening to us on WPON and around the world on WPON.com. Here is Diana Ross.
Call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. You see, my love is alive. It's like a seed that only needs the thought of you to grow. So if you feel the need for company, please, my darling, let it be me. Of the love I feel for you. But a writer put it very nicely. When he was away from the one he loved, he sat down and wrote these words.
No wind,
no wind,
no rain,
no rain.
Oh, winter's cold.
Miss my lover, one of these old days. If you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Us from 1969, I believe. Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Another great Detroit song as we play all the great Detroit hits live from Motown. Are we the only live station on the air right now in Detroit? It could be. I think it's possible.
That's right.
You know, well, you can call in. You can find out for sure that this is not a recording by dialing 248-557-1460. And the robot at the I mean the guy at the other end of the phone will be very happy to tell you that he is actually live. So you're listening to Radio Recall, and coming up later on we have let's see, Robert E. Lee from WJBK will be here, and also we're going to be playing because this is Memorial Weekend, Memorial Day, "The Americans" by Byron McGregor. So stay tuned. All right,
it's Radio Recall with Jim Hampton.
Could you do me a favor and back that up?
I don't know what that's
about.
You know, Jim, you really believe that, don't you?
Well, kind of, yes. Actually, I do. It's part of, you know, I came here, I decided to put the show together. I mean, I deserve a little respect. I mean, I'm just not getting the respect I deserve tonight, that's for sure. Can you do it? It's so repetitive. If they would answer that question, we wouldn't have to put up with this. Art Volo just joined us in the room. I guess we are now ready to start the show.
Make up.
Hi, Jim.
Thanks for showing up, Art. We've just been vamping until you got here, and thank goodness you're here, because now the big show can start. And we're going to start it with Laura. Actually, there's a young lady by the name of Laura who's on the phone. Laura, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Oh, hello, Art.
You're in Clinton Township? Is that where you are?
That's correct.
Do you have a little cold?
Oh, a little bit. Not really. I think it's the weather or something. I don't know.
I'm clearing my throat for you just so that you feel a little bit better. So you're enjoying the music tonight?
Yeah, very nice. I just happened to hear Jimmy mention it earlier. I didn't even know you guys were doing this.
Well, I am Jimmy.
I mean Jimmy James.
Oh, there's another Jimmy here.
That
Jimmy. Someone stole my name.
Listening to the computer. I can't even get the signal.
You can't get it?
Now.
But you're listening online at WPON.com, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you remember listening to WXYZ in the past?
Oh, yes. Gosh. Everything that and WJBK and CK.
So what's your favorite disc jockey? Did it start with a J and end with an H?
Well, when I could stay up that late.
Well, I wasn't even allowed to stay up that late.
Well,
you know, once in a while,
I was elementary school back then.
You know. You did. Okay. Do you have a dedication you'd like to make? Because I'm going to be playing a Detroit record next, a real rock and roller.
Oh yeah, which one?
By Mitch Ryder.
Oh okay.
Devil with the Blue Dress.
Well, I'll just say hello to George. My husband George and everybody.
Well, let's all say hi to George.
Hey, George!
Thank you, George.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, thanks a lot, and Laura, I appreciate it.
Well, I'd like to say hello to Art as well.
Oh, Art, too. You know Art?
Well, I've never met him, but he actually went to college with his sister.
Oh, my goodness. Everyone seems to know Art. I don't think I...
Jump up!
This is very depressing.
Hey! Devil with a blue dress, blue dress, blue dress. Devil with a blue dress on.
Looking Molly now, here she come. Wearing a wig, hat, and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, but on a finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Lord, help her say. Five. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump dinger and I like her my fat. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
One of the most exciting performers from Detroit, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, formerly Billy Lee and the Rivieras. And he used to come out with his band to Walled Lake Casino. Loved watching him because he was just electrifying on stage. And then Dave Prince, who really promoted Billy or Mitch, actually introduced him to Bob Crewe, the legendary record producer and songwriter who produced the Four Seasons and many, many other acts. And he took on the task of converting Billy Lee and the Rivieras to Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. And the rest, as they say, is history. And the rest, as they say, is history. See, you guys saw that, right? You saw me push the button and nothing happened. See, it's not me. I just want... Could you verbally agree to that?
That is true.
That is true. See, I pushed the button and nothing happened. Well, I'll push it again. Watch. See? Nothing happened, right? So, I just want to let you know that it's not due to any technical, error of the DJ on duty. The DJ on duty. Or the DJ, the duty, the guy that's playing the records. We're going to do a radio recall record redo, starting off with Attempts.
I never met a girl who makes me feel the way that you do. You're all right. Whenever I'm asked who makes my dream real, I say that you do. You're out of sight. So be fine, oh, look out, baby, cause here I come.
Patty Kendricks with The Temptations. This is a Radio Recall record redo. It's hard to believe that someone could actually take a perfect song and make it even better. But Rare Earth did.
I never met a girl could make me feel the way that you do.
Come on, right.
Whenever I'm asked what makes my dreams real, I tell them to do.
You're out of sight.
What twiddly be? I'm twiddly dumb. Look out, babe, and now here I come.
Call record redo. And what do you think? What's the vote? Do you think The Temptations is better, or do you think Rare Earth is better?
Oh, I think The Temptations is much better. Don't you?
Really?
Don't you think they really? What a great group. What incredible singers. What incredible combination of voices.
Yeah.
Rare Earth was another rock band.
But a powerful one, and it appealed to a whole different group of people. And, you know, I think they both had originality to them, don't you think? Well, what do the people think? I mean, 248-557-1460. Maybe the vote will be for either Rare Earth or for The Temps.
Radio Recall, The Jim Hampton Show.
And you know what? Another Detroiter that I don't think people really associate as being a Detroiter is a guy by the name of Alice Cooper. He's from Detroit, and so he qualifies in our hour today of Live from Motown. So if you want to turn your radio down just a little bit, you're more than welcome to.
All the girls and boys making all that noise.
hurts. I like a lot of like spooky effects in there. That's the end of it. That's Alice Cooper, and by the way, a really nice guy. I had a chance to meet him many years ago. Real nice man. This is Jim Hampton, by the way, in case you're wondering what you're listening to. It's Radio Recall. We've had some great people on this week. We talked to Joey Reynolds last night, Wild and Crazy Joey, who's a legend in Detroit and also still on the air at WOR and across the country on how many stations are does he on? Like maybe, I don't know, 200, 150, something like that. And we're here live on mighty 1460 WPON, but around the world on WPON.com. And it is Memorial Day. It's been a beautiful weekend. It is time to really remember, sort of why we are celebrating. And someone who is very appropriate to play right now is a guy by the name of Byron McGregor. He passed away, but he was a major cult figure almost at CKLW because of his newscasts that he used to do. We played some of them last night. We talked to his widow, JoJo Shuddy, and I want to play The Americans.
The United States dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41% since 1971, and this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the earth. As long as 60 years ago, when I first started to read newspapers, I read of floods on the Yellow River and the Yangtze. Who rushed in with men and money to help? The Americans did. They have helped control floods on the Nile, the Amazon, the Ganges, and the Niger. Today, the rich bottom land of the Mississippi is underwater, and no foreign land has sent a dollar to help. Germany, Japan, and to a lesser extent, Britain and Italy were lifted out of the debris of war by the Americans, who poured in billions of dollars and forgave other billions in debts. None of those countries is today paying even the interest on its remaining debts to the United States. When the franc was in danger of collapsing in 1956, it was the Americans who propped it up, and their reward was to be insulted and swindled on the streets of Paris. I was there. I saw it. When distant cities are hit by earthquake, it is the United States that hurries in to help. Managua, Nicaragua is one of the most recent examples. So far this spring, 59 American communities have been flattened by tornadoes. Nobody has helped. The Marshall Plan, the Truman Policy, all pumped billions upon billions of dollars into discouraged countries. Now newspapers in those countries are writing about the decadent, warmongering Americans. I'd like to see just one of those countries that is gloating over the erosion of the United States dollar build its own airplanes. Come on, let's hear it. Does any other country in the world have a plane to equal the Boeing Jumbo Jet, the Lockheed TriStar, or the Douglas 10? If so, why don't they fly them? Why do all international lines except Russia fly American planes? Why does no other land on Earth even consider putting a man or woman on the moon? You talk about Japanese technocracy and you get radios. You talk about German technocracy and you get automobiles. You talk about American technocracy and you will find men on the moon, not once, but several times, and safely home again. You talk about scandals and the Americans put theirs right in the store window for everybody to look at. Even the draft dodgers are not pursued and hounded. They are here on our streets, most of them, unless they are breaking Canadian laws, are getting American dollars from Ma and Pa at home to spend here. When the Americans get out of this bind, as they will, who could blame them if they said, the hell with the rest of the world? Let someone else buy the foreign bonds. Let someone else build or repair foreign dams or design foreign buildings that won't shake apart in earthquakes. When the railways of France, Germany, and India were breaking down through age, it was the Americans who rebuilt them. When the Pennsylvania Railroad and the New York Central went broke, nobody loaned them an old caboose. Both are still broke. I can name you 5,000 times when the Americans raced to the help of other people in trouble. Can you name me even one time when someone else raced to the Americans in trouble? I don't think there was outside help even during the San Francisco earthquake. Our neighbors have faced it alone. And I'm one Canadian who's damned tired of hearing them kicked around. They will come out of this thing with their flag high. And when they do, they are entitled to thumb their nose at the lands that are gloating over their present troubles. I hope Canada is not one of these, but there are many smug, self-righteous Canadians. And finally, the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans that it was broke. This year's disasters have taken it all, and nobody, but nobody, has helped.
That's Byron McGregor from CKLW and The Americans. And as I understand, because I wasn't here when that actually came out, but I heard about it in Los Angeles even, and of course all over the country there was a lot of talk about it. It made quite a statement, and all the money that was raised from the sale of that record went to the U.S. Red Cross, right? Is that correct? And anyway, what a tremendous talent, Byron McGregor. And let's move on. We have some other people who we want to make sure we get in tonight, and one of them is one of my favorites. His name is Robert E. Lee.
WJBK Sports, WJBK News.
This would be around 1964, I believe.
It's 81 degrees in Detroit. Here are the Kingpins, and it won't be this way always.
Darling, it won't be this way.
And that's by the Kingpins, and they hail from Chicago.
Now, from Gulf, comes the greatest improvement in Gulf tire history. It's the big tire news of the year. Yes, from Gulf comes a dramatic new rubber compound called Gulflex. And now, all Gulf tires are made with this amazing new rubber.
See your good Gulf dealer.
This weekend, see your Gulf dealer for a set of Gulf tires with the new Gulflex rubber. He has the size and grade of tire just right for the kind of driving you do.
Go, Gulf!
Okay, let's go for the weather forecast right now on the Robert E. Lee Spree. Fair and mild tonight with a low near 60. Friday, mostly sunny, continued warm, and a high tomorrow near 85. Right now, winds are out of the east at 9 miles per hour. Humidity is 32%, and the present temperature in Robert E. Lee Land is now 81, swinging degrees. 9 minutes before 6 o'clock right now. And, by the way, later on, Terry Knight will be along on the Jack the Bell Boy Show.
Grown-ups do it.
Teenagers do it. Even itty-bitty kids do it.
All listen to Radio 15 WJBK.
All right, friends, don't take me seriously. I was just being serious there. No. 8.5 away from 6 right now. And have you heard about the beer can with a built-in opener? It's Old Milwaukee's Tap Top. Ask for Old Milwaukee in the new Tap Top can.
School is out. Come on, let's go. Come on, baby, let's hit that road.
We're going down to the shore just like we did once before.
Before, 'cause there's no school anymore. So baby, meet me at the shore.
Baby, Meet Me at the Shore. And that's by Johnny Caswell here on Radio 15. 6 away from 6 right now. The Fender Bender Bumper Jumper time. And 81 degrees still the temperature out there. And you know, friends, what with Congress planning to have coins minted in, you know, new denominations, it wouldn't be great. I think they ought to include a handy 98-cent one for women shoppers, don't you?
Live with WJBK, the happiest sound in town.
Radio 15, WJBK.
You don't think that'd be a good idea, huh? All right.
For your Michigan bank, Alex Dreyer.
With the cost of living at an all-time high, nobody can afford to keep his savings where it doesn't earn the highest possible interest.
Well, you're listening to an air check of Robert E. Lee on WJBK. And that's Alex Dreyer. He used to be on the news on ABC, right? I think when I was on
at hour and 20 block that started at what was it? And it
like ran at 7:15
until 7:15.
Yeah, 6 to 7:15. The WXYZ had this news from the network, and of course, you know, like everyone turned off the radio, I'm sure, and went about their business, starting listening to Keener or some other station. Anyway, we really are short on time, and I'm sorry I couldn't play more of Robert E. Lee. We do have some great stuff coming up. We have Johnny Randall is going to be calling in after 8 o'clock. Johnny, who spent, 10 years on WXYZ. Wow, that's a long, long time. And in this hour, we're sort of finishing up with our music from great Detroit artists. And I think you'll remember this one, huh? There's Tom Cruise sliding across the floor. And then...
Just take those old records on the shelf.
Mr. Bob Seger.
I sit and listen to them by myself.
Some good old rock and roll.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. In 10 minutes I'll be late for the door. I like that old time of rock and roll. Still like that old time of rock and roll. That kind of music just soothes my soul.
Some old-time rock and roll. I think I might have burned out the circuits tonight. In this hour of Radio Recall, we've been saluting all the great songs from Detroit artists, and I hope you enjoyed what you heard. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have Johnny Randall right here. And next hour, we're going to really like turn it way down. It's going to be a whole different kind of feel. I think you're going to like it.
Radio Recall, the Jim Hampton Show.
This is WPON Wall Lake, Detroit. It's 8 o'clock.